Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right, it's the JR Sport Brief show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. Somebody who's having a great damn day, his name is Patrick Mahomes. $500 million football player. I thought it'd be a baseball player or a basketball player first. But we're going to talk about it as well as a quarterback who isn't making that type of money. He's out there to prove himself. I'm going to tell you exactly who it is. If you didn't know, we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. Okay? It's real simple. And I'm going to be here rocking with you for the next 3 hours. It's good to be back. Took a week off, took a little break to kind of just, you know, ease my mind and take in all the information and give a good restart. So I appreciate all of you who reached out to me and still said what's up while I was gone. But it's great to be back here with you. I get going every single weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. How can you listen? If you're not listening on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, you can listen to all 4 hours for free on the radio.com app. You can go to cbssportsradio.com. You can listen on SiriusXM channel 206. Also, Apple Music. You can listen to the show afterwards and podcast. Just search JR Sport Brief. Okay, it's real simple. A big shout outs to Stu. A big shout outs to Ryan. Obviously, we have plenty to discuss. We started off the first hour of the show talking about Pat Mahomes, the $503 million quarterback, locked up in Kansas City until 2031. If anything should happen to this man, he's going to still get $140 million. If Pat Mahomes, you know, cut his hand, you know, washing dishes, if he went outside and, you know, just he dislocated his kneecap last season, if he dislocated both kneecaps, this guy's going to get $140 million. And good for him. 24 years old, the best at what he does, one of the most exciting quarterbacks, if not the most exciting and most talented quarterback I've ever seen with my own damn eyes. He deserves it. Let's see what he can do over the next several years. So big shout outs to Carrington Harrison from 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City for calling up. Carrington is also here on CBS Sports Radio. He believes that, you know, worst case scenario, Pat Mahomes gets you 3 Super Bowls. You know, he's signed till 2031. He's 24 years old. Who's to say he doesn't decide to play until way into his 40s? Maybe he wants to go on that Tom Brady plan and play 42, 43, 44. Who knows? But I couldn't think of a quarterback who's more deserving. I'm glad he doesn't come off as a jerk. I guess that's the easy part. You can look at Pat Mahomes and you can say, he just looks like an ordinary dude. His dad played Major League Baseball. It's not like this dude has been hurting for his whole life. He seems humble. He just seems like a chill cat. So good for Pat Mahomes. And he also gives the Kansas City Chiefs some flexibility moving on into the future. Because in a few years, this collective bargaining agreement that the NFL is in right now, they're locked. They have labor peace until 2030. But in a few years, maybe not right now, of course, with everything going on in the world here in the United States of America as well. You know, but in a few years, the NFL may have packed stadiums again. They may have some gambling that they can scrape some cash off of. They're going to have these new stadiums. You know, the salary cap is probably going to go up. He may be on a discount. And I want to continue. We got two more callers here. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I want to take these remaining calls here on Pat Mahomes, and I want to talk about another quarterback who's also been an MVP. Another quarterback who's been to a Super Bowl. He didn't win it, but he's kind of on a redemption tour. He's made some money in his career. Not a $500 million. Let's continue to take these calls. Our number, 855-212-4CBS, is sponsored by Geico. Did you know right now Geico is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's on top of what Geico could already save you. So what you waiting for? Go to geico.com to learn more. Let's hit these phone lines. They've been waiting patiently from before the break. Let's go to Lubbock, Texas, and let's talk to Reese. Reese, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts on this contract that Pat Mahomes got?
Hey, JR, first off, man, I want to thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate it. Love the show. Going to Tech, man, I got to watch Pat Mahomes my freshman and sophomore year, and holy cow, could he sling that thing. He'd throw the ball at Jakeem Grant just like Tyreek Hill, and it was out of control. The 2 years I was here, I got to watch him throw for 77 touchdowns, and I think almost 10,000 yards. I actually had a buddy who kind of made the call on him going in the NFL and doing the things that he does. But on the contract, man, I kind of think the Kansas City Chiefs got a little bit of a discount on him. Signing him this early, I think, was very smart. I think if the front office can continue to do the things that they've been doing, keep the pieces together that they have, man, they should be able to win championships here for the next 4 or 5 years.
Oh, absolutely, Reese. I would extend it past then. You're correct. He is a discount. Because it was reported earlier on when word got out about this contract, 10 years, it was reported that pretty much Pat Mahomes is probably going to be taking a portion of the salary cap every single year just so he stays at the top of the ranks and top of the heap. Well, guess what? By the time we fast forward into another 5 years, maybe sooner than that, salary rates at the quarterback position, they may already continue to creep up. That's the reality. You know, at the end of his contract, Pat Mahomes may be playing at a discount. And that's not to say if he doesn't have some more success that he then gets another extension on top of that. It's a wild world. And I'd love to be Pat Mahomes tonight. I wonder what he's doing. He has some interviews to do tomorrow, so he's probably a little sober. Sean is calling up from Charlotte, North Carolina. Sean, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What do you think about Pat Mahomes' contract?
What's going on, JR? Thanks for having me on the show. Let me congratulate Patrick Mahomes for securing the biggest contract in the history of sports, man, especially coming from a black man. That's a big thing. My only two concerns is, like, it's basically going to be all on the GM. Can he keep this team together long enough for Patrick Mahomes to secure wins and to secure these championships? If he does, I definitely see 2 to 3 more championships coming to Kansas City because Patrick Mahomes is just spectacular on the field. And I definitely think it could be the closest thing to Brady and Belichick potentially. If he can stay healthy and to stay on course, Big rings, big future for Patrick Mahomes here.
Now, Sean, I agree with you, and thank you for calling from Charlotte. There's no doubt about it. There's zero doubt about it. And let me tell you something. When you think about the weapons that he has around him, you know, you have Travis Kelce. I believe he's going to be a free agent in, what, another 2 years? You think about some of the younger talent. You have Mecole Hardman, who came out of Georgia, a bulldog, who's basically won a Super Bowl as a rookie. You think about Tyreek. You know, am I fully confident that they're going to have the same roster, you know, for the next 4, 5, or 10 years? Hell no. That's not going to be the case. That's not how the NFL works. But one thing that is going to be constant, barring injury, that's going to be Patrick Mahomes. He ain't going nowhere. Unless he's hurt, he ain't going a damn place. And if you're a quarterback in the NFL, if you're a fan, if you're a coach, there's one thing you want. There's one guy who's basically the bus driver for your franchise, for your organization. And in Kansas City, they have the best in the NFL. His name is Patrick Mahomes. There's a lot of NFL quarterbacks right now who, if you put them in the bus driver's seat, You're basically, you ever see the movie Speed with Keanu Reeves? We got producer Ryan here. Ryan, you ever seen the movie Speed?
I'm really bad at movies, so I haven't, no.
Oh, that's terrible. Well, Speed was basically a movie. It's like the bus ride from hell. You don't want this, okay? You put Mitch Trubisky in charge of your bus, and you might be on a highway to hell. Let's ask the Chicago Bears. You have a team like Jacksonville who have their hopes on a Gardner Minshew, and you get on the bus and you think you might be going the right damn way, but you might be going the wrong way. The New York Jets, you know, does the bus even have the right parts? Is it going to crash? Did you give the bus driver the right damn parts to drive the bus? The Kansas City Chiefs have zero issues with their bus driver, Pat Mahomes. There's a lot of NFL quarterbacks who don't deserve the jobs that they have. Well, let me rephrase that. Anybody who has a job, good for you. Congratulations. You played your way into the spot. But you can basically split the NFL quarterbacks down the middle. They're quarterbacks who can help you win, and they're quarterbacks who are pretty replaceable. Patrick Mahomes is at the top of the list of quarterbacks who can help you win. He's at the top of the list, period. And so I have full confidence that whatever talent that you put around him, barring me, you know, your dad who used to get a sniff in college, if he has some type of formidable NFL players around him, I'm going to suggest and say Pat Mahomes can help a team win. So I'm not worried about that in that regard. I think he has a few more Super Bowls lined up in front of him. And I told you we were going to talk about Cam Newton. This is a quarterback, and he signed this contract right before I went on vacation last week. Yeah, Cam Newton has a prove-it deal. He has a one-year contract, basically $1 million. He can bump it up via incentives, move it up to $7, $8 million with the New England Patriots. And we spent a lot of time this offseason thinking about what the 2015 NFL MVP would be able to do. Because when I looked at quarterbacks, who the hell do you want to get signed? It's real simple. There was Cam Newton, who's had to basically wait out and hasn't had the opportunity to work out, physically show what he has, because facilities have been closed due to coronavirus, COVID-19. And then you have Colin Kaepernick, who we will discuss later on in the show with his new Disney deal. But Cam Newton, good for him. He posted a whole video on Instagram, on his social media. He said, listen, the time for me to be quiet and humble is over. He said, people will take advantage of you when you don't tout your own accomplishments. And that's good. I think that's great. Cam is working out. He's been showing for months that he's in shape. Great. I hope that we can see him out on the football field. Because there's no doubt in my mind that a healthy Cam Newton is going to help the New England Patriots win. A healthy Cam Newton is going to allow the New England Patriots to run the football. That's a totally different style. That's a totally different attack. You know, where the hell was Tom Brady running? No damn where. Now, I'm not going to call, you know, Tom Brady in his prime. I'm not going to compare him to Cam Newton in his. I'd go for Tom Brady. But they're two different quarterbacks. You know, and what has been a gift for Cam Newton has also been a curse because of his injuries. It's real simple. I mean, his old coach, listen, Ron Rivera was on 670 The Score in Chicago, and he's confident, Cam. He says he still has something left. Listen to Ron Rivera.
I hadn't talked to him recently, but just based on the stuff that I've seen and some of the people that I've talked with, he's headed in the right direction. I mean, he's probably about as healthy as it gets from what I've seen on video, so I think he's ready to bust out. I really do. I mean, I would never bet against the young man, that's for sure.
I wouldn't either. He's 31 years old. We know shoulder injury, foot injury. He did have one of the best seasons I've seen a quarterback have in 2015, helping the Carolina Panthers get to the Super Bowl. We know he got sacked to death, and Von Miller basically knows his blood type. But on the opposite, Phil Simms, he was on WFNZ in Charlotte. He said the opposite. He said it's probably going to be tough for Cam. Listen up.
I think he will be their starter, but I kid you not. that New England offense, Cam Newton, of course, won't get it all at first, but it's bigger than a dictionary. And it's been put together, and it's been going on for 21 years. And it's a whole different system, wording system, than he's had in the past. That's something I'll have to learn.
Yeah, I mean, well, of course. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I know more about playing the quarterback position than Phil Sims, because I don't. That'd be stupid for me to say. But what Phil Sims said is pretty obvious. This is not the Carolina Panthers. This is the New England Patriots. But I don't think Bill Belichick is going to throw the damn guy out there and say, hey, go beat Tom Brady. He's going to adjust things. This is, as we all know, a low-risk, high-reward signing. You have Stidham, who we haven't seen throw a football. We've seen Hoyer throw a football, and you may want to actually turn away when he does so. It may be time to leave the stadium or turn off your television. And then we have Cam Newton. We know what he's done. But he hasn't had on-field reps. He hasn't been out there face-to-face practicing. This is everybody's behind the damn eight ball, especially coming back and trying to play this season. We know this. Rookies are behind schedule. Free agent signings are behind schedule. But taking all things into account, if you can line all three quarterbacks up in a healthy situation, in a healthy training camp facility, you're going to give them an all and equal chance. The only thing holding Cam Newton back might be terminology, might be the playbook. But ultimately, you may say, hey, he gives us the best chance to win just because of his talent. Let's simplify things here. Bill Belichick is not a dummy. There's a reason why the guy is walking around with basically two hands of Super Bowl rings. Let's not forget what he did for the New York Giants as well on the defensive side of the football. And by the way, the McCourty twins from the New England Patriots, they will be joining us soon here as well this week on the JR Sport Brief show. So don't go anywhere. We will actually be talking to some New England Patriots. That will go down. So Cam Newton, I like it. I like the fact that he's a Patriot. I think the Patriots, if they throw Cam Newton out there, I think they have an opportunity and a real shot to compete again and win the AFC East. And I think it's also to his favor that if we do have some NFL football, that he's not going to have to sit in front of the media. You know, that was the concern. How does Bill Belichick get along with Cam Newton? I've heard the stories. Oh, my goodness. Oh, he's not going to fit. I don't necessarily think he's the best or greatest fit. But we've had some people who go overboard and talk about the Patriot way. Well, how about the Patriot way? The first damn thing is to win some football games. How about us actually having some good players? How about we start there and less about what Bill Belichick considers what he wants in his players? Okay? I like it. I want to see Cam Newton win. I want to see him do well. And I certainly hope he gets the opportunity with Bill Belichick. That'll be a hell of a redemption story. I want to take your phone calls on this. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I was on vacation. I didn't get a chance to talk to you about it. I want to know, do you believe that Cam Newton and Bill Belichick are a good fit? What happens after this first year? The phone lines are open. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We know about Patrick Mahomes' deal. But while I was gone, while I was on vacation, Cam Newton signed a one-year deal with the New England Patriots. People look at Cam Newton and go, oh, big personality. People go, oh, he's hurt. They go, oh, the Patriot way. He doesn't fit in with Bill Belichick. I like the move. No harm, no foul. If he doesn't work out, they can move on. They have a rookie quarterback to develop. They have a veteran in Brian Hoyer, even though you don't want to see him on the field. And then you have a former NFL MVP in Cam Newton, who's only 31 years old. But maybe it's an old 31 with a lot of miles on him. We don't know that. We got to see him out on the field. You know, he hasn't had a chance to play. He hasn't had a chance to practice. He's been a workout warrior on his Instagram. But I like the move. And I think if Cam Newton is healthy, if we have an NFL season, if they're able to trot him out, I think the New England Patriots, their odds improve of winning the AFC East. I think it's real simple. Bill Belichick isn't going to run the offense like it's Tom Brady out there. They're going to play to his strengths. It's real simple. Phone lines are open. I'm opening them up. 855-2124-CBS. What are your thoughts on Cam Newton going to the New England Patriots? It happened a week ago, but I was on vacation. I want to talk to you. Let me know what you think. Okay, 855-2124-CBS. The line is sponsored by Geico. Did you know right now Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's on top of what Geico already saves you. What are you waiting for? Go to geico.com to learn more. Let's not waste any time. We got Johnny here from Las Vegas. Johnny, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts on Cam Newton to the Patriots? Is that a good fit?
That is the best deal since the United States bought Alaska from the Russians. Cam Newton's got a full tank of gas, and him and Belichick, they're going to win 10, 11 games. And the second thing I wanted to say is about Mahomes. There's only one person that's worth more money than Mahomes. And if you can guess who it is, I'll give you my watch.
I don't want your watch, Johnny. I'm sorry. don't want it. Well, give me the player. Who is it?
It's Donald J. Trump.
He's
worth more money than Mahomes.
Okay.
To the United States.
Well, I've never seen Donald J. Trump throw a spiral. I don't think he could walk around across the room without going out of breath, let alone throw a football. I don't know if the president of the United States of America, I don't think I've ever seen him throw a football. Yeah, I don't know about his value anyway. I think we may have to dig that up. He's never wanted to release it. We got Richard calling up from Georgia. Richard, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts about Cam Newton joining the New England Patriots?
Well, I'm happy for the homeboy. You know, he came from Westlake High School here in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yep.
So, you know, I got all props for him. It's about time.
Do you think do you believe that there is a personality clash? Do you think that's going to be an issue?
No, it's not going to be an issue because Cam is hungry.
Yeah,
Cam is hungry to get back on that field of football point.
Okay. What else were you saying, Richard?
He's going to make that point. And with the offensive coordinator, he's going to make that point.
Okay.
My thing is, though, I wanted to remind you about an old series, an HBO series called Ballers, where
I know The Rock is there.
Yeah, The Rock came out and walked the Kansas City Chiefs, and his first initiative was to make Patrick Mahomes the most expensive, most lucrative contract he ever had. Being an NFL quarterback.
Okay. Well, let me tell you, Rich.
At the time, it was fictitious, but now here's the reality.
Well, Rich, you just coming out here giving away spoilers? Is that what you're doing?
Oh, no. I ain't giving away no spoilers. I just say, you know, I remember watching Ballers at that time, and that was his thing. He said, I'm going to make Patrick Mahomes the richest quarterback in the NFL.
Well, Richard. Well, I appreciate you, Rich. You spoiled part of the series for me. I stopped watching after season two because I thought Ballers went down the tube, man.
Well, I stayed in hanging with it.
All right. Thank you.
Well,
Rich, thank you. I heard what you said, Rich. You ruined it for me, Rich. Come on, man.
About that, bro.
It's all good. Now I have reason to watch. Just to see if what Richard said comes true. Listen, I watched the series Ballers. I liked it. But then when they started, and I'm going to spoil some of it right now. Let me not do that. They deviated from the initial theme of being agents. I didn't like that. I thought they went left. I started watching a different show from what I initially started to watch. An NFL show about agents. And there are a lot of realistic aspects to it, which was interesting. And then they just they just got a little too ridiculous with it there. Let's go to Dante. Dante's calling up from New Mexico. Dante, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts on Cam Newton and Bill Belichick? Will there be a personality clash?
J.R., what's popping, baby? Look here. First, Cam, killer Cam, killer Cam. I think it's a great deal, but I don't think it's going to work. I don't know if Bill, real deal, is going to know how to let Cam do him. And Bill has a lot of rules and regulations. If you remember, Bill wasn't too fond of Bernie Kosar, who was another quarterback who had to do him his way, who always won his way. So I don't know if Bill can handle that. But let me tell you what I really want to talk about. $477 million. Sounds like a whole lot of money. And it sure is me talking to a man to make less than $75,000. But when you look at this deal, $140 million is guaranteed injury compensation. So the truth is, this contract is a 12-year, $340 million deal, $337 million.
Yeah, Dante. We know the numbers, Dante. Do you love it? Is it a good move or a bad move?
I love it.
Okay, there you go.
I'll tell you why.
I've been waiting.
He's the best in the game.
He is.
And his contract number is going to bring him in around $30 million a year. So I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan. Dak better smarten up or he'll end up being elsewhere. Because quarterbacks ain't going to be able to come to the bargaining table and say they did more than Pat Mahomes.
There you go.
The homeboy done did it all.
Well, he's done a lot. Well, Dante, he's done a lot in a short amount of time. There's no doubt about that. You're actually shorting him on money. Okay, this guy has the opportunity to go out and ultimately make $503 million. When you think about what his current contract is, got 2 years left, plus his extension. So you shorten him about $35 million. And you're also not taking into account that, you know, in a few years, he's going to be clocking $45 million a year minimum. So, yeah, I mean, we know the numbers. We can dress it up any way, which way you want, okay? $477 million, $45 million. The guy's going to make or can make half a bill playing football. And God only knows how much more money he's going to make in endorsements. There's a whole lot more for him to do than just sit on TV every year and potentially say, I'm going to Disney World. I think Pat Mahomes has a lot of that coming his way as well if he stays healthy. I'm going to continue to take your phone calls on Pat Mahomes. We're going to continue about your main man, Cam Newton. A lot of folks love him. Steve from Illinois, Ron from Oklahoma City, Muhammad from Chicago, I see you. You can also tweet me at JR Sport Brief. What are your thoughts on Patrick Mahomes' contract? What are your thoughts on Cam Newton and Bill Belichick? Will they get along? Can they just get along? I think this offseason is actually going to help them. Don't move. The phone lines are still open. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about Cam Newton. We're talking about Pat Mahomes, two quarterbacks on opposite ends of the spectrum right now. At least when it comes down to current salary, future salary. Patrick Mahomes is going to be set for the next basically 10 years, going to take him through 2031. Upwards of $503 million. Cam Newton sitting on about $1 million this year with the New England Patriots, can move that up to $7 or $8 million if he hits incentives. I like the move. We're going to take your calls. I see you, Steve. I see you, Ron. I want to let you know, we may not have certainty on every single sport returning this season, but tomorrow night, on CBS Sports Network, you got to tune in, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific, Venus Williams and Rob Gronkowski, they're going to team up with WWE superstar Becky Lynch and actor-comedian Joel McHale as they compete in the over-the-top challenges that puts everyone to the test. You can see who comes out a winner on Game On the CBS Sports Network. And shout-outs to Becky Lynch. Becky Lynch, all my WWE fans, she's pregnant. She's going to have a baby Congratulations to her and Seth Rollins, crazy guy. Let's go to Steve in Illinois. Steve, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts on Cam Newton in this deal?
I think there's another dynamic to look at this. It's not just Newton coming back from injuries. Because why I think the fit may have to work, or there's a center on both sides. In some respects, this is a referendum on Belichick. You know, of course, one of the questions has always been, is it Belichick or is it Brady? You know, what's the success? Who's the responsible for that? And this is Belichick's chance. He's certainly, with the influence that he has in that organization, had to approve and was welcoming, you know, Cam Newton coming on board. So this, in many ways, is also, you know, a test of Belichick. And, you know, the best coaches put their players in the places to succeed. Unfortunately, as a Bears fan that I am, we've seen a coach not do that. But, you know, this is really tough on Belichick as well as Cam Newton coming back, certainly. And on the Mahomes thing.
Well, Steve, before, okay. before you get there, I agree with you. I mean, Bill Belichick, this is Tom Brady's in the same boat. It's like, look at what I can do without you. And Cam Newton is in a prime position. And Bill Belichick, look, he's in a better position than he was 2 weeks ago because now he has three quarterbacks he can look at and evaluate and say, which one of these three guys are going to give me the best chance of winning, and he doesn't have to look at two. Now, before you talk about Pat Mahomes, I know that's where you were going, Steve. How do you feel as a Bears fan knowing that Mitch Trubisky was taken? They basically traded draft picks to move up to take him. And here you got Pat Mahomes and Watson coming after him. How do you feel as a Bears fan with this contract he got today?
First of all, the Trubisky trade or trade up, one of the worst trades in Chicago Bear history. That was ridiculous. You're going to get one of the three. You got the third pick. You're going to get either Watson or Trubisky if he's there. They probably would not have picked Mahomes in any case because they didn't have him up there, but Watson certainly. And Watson should have been the one picked. I mean, so this is really, you know, when we saw him in the game last year, obviously when Casey played the Bears, I mean, it was, you know, embarrassing. So it was really,
but
I salute. It's great that Mahomes got, you know, these players, there's a finite number of years they can play. They can go out, they can play a game, and the next play they're injured and they're done for their career. I mean,
right.
You got to make the money when you can. That's I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
Although I will say, if I was the Casey's organization, personally, I would only gone for 7 years, maybe six or seven. I would not have gone 10. But, you know, I think.
Let me say this, Steve, and appreciate. Go ahead, make your point, Steve. Sorry.
Okay, I was going to say with the changes of the rules and protecting quarterbacks, and they're seeing now with the Brady's, the Breeze, even Manning.
They play forever.
Yeah. So they're rolling the dice and going with the 10. You know, but what's to say you're over 30? You know, and pro sports on the wrong side of 30.
Well, let's look at it this way, Steve, and appreciate you for calling up from Illinois. What the hell is the difference for 3 years? You got Pat Mahomes. Let's look at it this way. Has Pat Mahomes maxed out on the type of player that he's going to be, that he can be? If you want to think about the natural progression of a player, did Pat Mahomes just skip every conceivable step? Did every step of his transition into being an NFL player, was it truncated? Was it shortened? Or is he going to get better? He doesn't have experience. Look at all the experience he just got and what he's done with it already. So what's the difference between 7 years and 10 years? Just give the guy the damn money. You know, at worst, you pay him $140 million. I think he's well worth it, just in case he doesn't work. Let's talk to Ron in Oklahoma City. Ron, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, somewhere Bill Belichick is on the floor, breathless from laughing and fiendish delight, because he got a league MVP at 31 years old for $7.5 million. And that's
Ron,
tops.
Ron, how often is Bill Belichick laughing in devilish delight? Is that like an every night occurrence, or is that like once a week?
No, man, in my mind, I see it pretty much every night. You know, he tries to take over the world every night in his own mind, I feel.
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah, man, I think he's worth the $7.5 million just as a mentor to Stidham. And if he can make plays on the field still, then why not? It's a no-lose situation. And I've heard Belichick praise Newton before for being really difficult to make a game plan against.
Correct.
So I think he's a Newton fan, and I don't see any conflict between styles. The Hood just wants to win. I think Cam Newton wants that too. So I think it's going to be great.
All right, Ron, I hope so, man. I appreciate you for calling up from Oklahoma City. I love how Ron described Bill Belichick. He gave him the perfect evil genius locked in a lab, you know, dark. He made him seem past Star Wars. I don't know what evil character is worth than Insidious or Vader, but he certainly put him there. Let's go to Theo in Chicago. Theo, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What's on your mind? How you feeling about this Cam Newton marriage and Mr. Mahomes' contract?
Hey, DJ, I appreciate taking my call once again. I think it'll be, sometimes opposites attract. And I think, even though the personality difference between Cam and Belichick, I think it'll go together. To use a short analogy, kind of like when, when Dennis Rodman and Phil Jackson were in Chicago, Belichick may have that effect on players as he has in the past with experience to handle somebody with that type of personality.
Okay, I haven't seen Cam Newton wear a dress, but I get it.
I'm not going that far, Jeff. I'm just saying, different. When people are great teachers or great leaders or men, they often have an opportunity to, tap into that potential, or tap into that mindset. And just to make a second small point, Cam, Jeff, I think that, as I was telling the previous guy that, I think that once, 6 or 7 years down the road, speaking on Patrick Mahomes' contract, I think that if they keep that core together, if Andy Reid keeps getting his type of players he needs, they may have, two rings or three rings, and people will think nothing of the contract. It'd be well worth it.
I agree with you, Theo. I appreciate you for calling up from Chicago.
Thank you,
look, no doubt. He's going to be on the discount. It's that simple. It would have been a different situation if Pat Mahomes had a contract which just like, I need to get X amount of the salary cap as it increases. I need that percentage. He's taking a flat dollar amount. Cap is going to go up, barring this season, which has been who knows what the hell we call this season. Who knows what we call next NFL season besides, uncharted waters. We don't know. But if you want to look forward to 10, 11 years, and I would hope and expect the NFL is in a healthier place, just like I hope and expect every place is in a healthier spot. Pat Mahomes is going to have the opportunity to go through two presidencies here, okay? Let's go to Luca in Baltimore. Luca, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What do you think about Cam?
Here's my thing. I totally agree with what you're saying about Cam being a good idea for New England, because here's my thing. I don't understand why people are saying, is that the Patriots' way to have Cam come in and play with Belichick? I hardly think it's a Patriots way to have Jared Stidham as starting quarterback. I mean, come on.
Yeah, nah, Luca, you're right. How about the Patriots' ways to win some damn football games? How about that? How about we start there? What, you want to muzzle all the players? When we have the McCourties on later this week, I'm going to ask them what the hell the Patriot way is. Let's see if any of it has to do with muzzling the players. Bolker is calling up from Florida. Bolker, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts on Cam?
Cam Newton is the best football player in America. I saw him play against Alabama. I was at the game, and he is the best football player in America. He won a national championship. He is the most amazing football player I've ever seen. I played football at Auburn University, and I think that he is the best football player ever.
Well, let me ask you, Bolker. You mean was. You don't mean is. Because he ain't played basically in 2 years.
Just bet against him, and you'll find out. He is.
How is he? I mean, we've seen what Patrick Mahomes has done over the past 2 years. That looks like an is. I mean, how can you say a guy who hasn't played in 2 years, how is he still the best?
But I'll tell you what, he has the winning he has a winning. He's just a winner. He's a
winner. Well, Bulker, you got to be on the field to actually win some games, man. I could say I'm the best quarterback of all time, but you know what it's worth if I don't go do it? It's not worth a damn thing. And we got a lot of people who are running their mouths just saying, I do this and I do that. Well, prove it. What does a track record say? What does your background say? You know, if this was 2015, you know, 2016, and you said, hey, Cam Newton is the best quarterback, he is the best player in the NFL, I could say, yeah. The guy had a damn trophy and stats and numbers and a Super Bowl appearance to back it up. I mean, talk to me 4 years later. I mean, every season statistically has gotten worse. And you could say, okay, injuries, this and that. Makes sense, yeah. I want to see Cam Newton come back. But he ain't in Auburn anymore. This guy's 31 years old. He ain't in college. He's not a Florida Gator. He's not in JUCO. He's not at Westlake. He's in the NFL. He's on the Patriots now. He doesn't even have a chance to go out there and play or practice or prepare. Let's see what Cam Newton does. Hopefully he can find some success. I think that would be a great story in the NFL. I think that'd be a good look for both Bill Belichick and Cam Newton. I'm not favoring them to go to the Super Bowl, but wilder things have happened. When we come back, we're going to talk about another quarterback who went to the NFL or went to the Super Bowl and is no longer in the league. And then we're also going to talk about teams changing their names. Touchy subject. Not touchy for me. We're going to talk about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.